Welcome back to another episode of Girls with Fun.
Hey, hey, how are you?
I'm swell, how are you?
Good. Good. Hanging in there. It's been a weird weekend, but a good weekend. Among other things, I went to see Seisonyan at their performance at Grog Shop in Cleveland this weekend. Their lead singer, Soyeon, is the one who did Smoke Sprite with RM. So I was really hoping to see or hear Smoke Sprite live. But I don't know if it's because, like, they want to showcase their own stuff or, like, it was just her, not the group as a whole. They did not. I was very surprised. So anyway, I'll leave it there. But they were amazing live. Like, strongly recommend if people have the chance to go.
That's cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe because it was her solo stuff. That's why they didn't do it. But that's unfortunate.
I could also see, like... I mean, the crowd was definitely, like, a lot of ARMY, right? There were the telltale signs. Like, maybe you just don't want that to become your thing. You know what I mean? Like, if you're a band that has, like, many albums separately already.
Yeah.
But I also think you would want to play to your audience, as the expression goes. So, who knows?
True.
It's okay. The dream lives on. Maybe at some future concert.
Yeah. What else is going on? You went to a Cubs leave.
Oh, that's right. I did. Yeah. Yeah, I did. It was a good time. It was one that was organized in Warren, Ohio. So, small town Ohio. So, I really had this feel of, like, really is BTS world. Like, everywhere in the world that you go, you can find something. It was a really cute place. The organizer had their venue cancel at the last minute, so they did a great job at, like, regrouping and finding a new place to put it. But yeah, it was really fun. I actually saw a lot of Pittsburgh ARMY there, which was random, because it was probably, like, more than an hour away from Pittsburgh in the car. But, what else? Oh, yeah, I won a raffle. I feel like I don't often win things, so it was really fun surprise. I won the Indigo, like, a physical record album, which is quite cool because I had ordered that, but mine arrived smashed up in the mail, like someone had punted it, so now I actually have that.
Was the actual CD itself messed up, or just the box?
It was the box, but you know when you, like, see a package on your stoop or wherever they're dropped off and you're, like, immediately no. I know this is messed up. And then I opened it and, like, all the packaging was, like, squished up. So I didn't even open it because I just, like, wanted to return it, you know? So I guess the short answer is I don't know if the album was damaged in the one I bought, but I just saw the packaging and was like, immediately no. I've seen what I needed to see.
And the original came from Target, Weavers?
A fine French importer. Yeah. Target, but I can't blaspheme them too much because they had all the Tay albums when I went this weekend. But my Hobie album from them also arrived smashed, so maybe just, like, go and get them. Don't, like, expect them in the mail, or it's, like, specifically my mail, which I've had issues with in the past, so it could be that.
I have a love-hate relationship with Target. They have, like, lost several, well, at least two of my BTS albums. They've lost them. One being that Massive Proof album, and I never went back and got another, like that thick proof package. I never went back and got it, so I still don't have it. No, I was so pissed off. Anyway, and then the other was The Astronaut. Just sat, like, in the ether for months, like, said it was shipping and just never came. So yeah, Target kind of sucks. I did go to... like, into the stores to, like, buy the other albums because I was just like, forget it, this will be easier. That has, like, not failed me until this weekend, trying to buy this Layover album. I went into Target and it said it was available, but it was not on the shelf, and I tried asking an employee for help, and oh my god, she wasted my time so much, just to tell me, like, yeah, I guess it's not here. Anyway, like, yeah, I know. I went and looked. That's why I'm asking you if you have any other whatever. So I did not get it on Friday like I thought I was going to, and I was pissed. And I intentionally did not, like, do pickup or whatever, because there's three versions of this thing. So I wanted, like, the actual, like, different versions. And yeah, that didn't work out. I tried going to Walmart to look for it. Every single K-pop album in Walmart was open, like busted open. So no. Whoever is out there like stealing the photo cards, you're childish. You're not five. Photo cards are not that important that you need to go bust open albums. Like, grow up. Grow up. Get a job and grow up. It's so annoying.
Wow.
Why are you busting open albums and then just leaving the contents there? So, of course, there was no layover albums out there, probably because we can't have nice things because people like to steal. So that was a waste of my time. And then my mom wanted an album because she's Tay-biased. Or...
Don't expose your mom like that.
She is a Tay-cooker or whatever, and so she wanted an album. And so she got... two of them on like a pickup order, but I wanted three. One, well, I won't say why the other reason why, but I wanted three specifically. And so so I was like, I had to go inside and get it anyway, and of course they gave me us two of the same album, so I was annoyed because I was hoping at least if she was gonna get one, it would be a different version from mine. It was not. So I'm like, I'm not having luck with this layover album.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the other part of my love-hate relationship. And it's not Target specific. It's also, like, Amazon. I assume Walmart. But, like, you can order multiples, but there's no way to earmark, like, please send me one of each version, you know? Or, like, yeah. I want to pick up one of each version. And I was actually going to say, people are clearly up to shenanigans, because when I went into the Target, like, I physically went in, it was around lunchtime on Friday, because I was on my break, and I, like, walked up, and I was like, crap, they only have two of the three versions, and then I was like, well, I'll get those two, and I, like, picked them up, and then, like, tucked behind the other ones was the other version. So I'm like, are people, like, rearranging them? Do the staff just, like, not know? But, yeah. They only had one album left after I got my three, so I don't know if they had more in the back to restock, or, like, if it was, like, lunchtime and they were gone.
Yeah. I, did see online for Jack in the Box, people were, like, I don't know where this was or how many people were doing it, but people were taking the albums and, like, hiding them throughout Target so that people could not purchase them. Again, grow up. Get a job. Touch grass, grow up. Like, people are so annoying.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. I am grateful, though. Like, every time I go into a Target and they're just there and I can buy them the day of the drop, only the, like, OGs will remember. But, like, back in the day, you had to order from, like, Music Plaza or what's the other one? Like, K-pop. Whatever, Coco Dive, like, pick your vendor. You had to place an order, wait, like, 4 to 6 months, and, like, hope for the best when it got to you.
Yeah.
There was no, like, it's dented, I have to return it. So as I sit here whining, I also need to be like, back in my day, it was uphill both ways in the snow, you know, like.
Yeah. We do have, like, a local music shop here, and I will go in there sometimes, but the price is usually hiked up because they're including, like, I guess, shipping costs.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't always like buying there, but I will if I'm like, oh, I can't find this one album elsewhere. And I do still order from, like, Choice Music or, like, Music Plaza for other groups, because other groups are not always in Target like BTS are. Yeah. The K-pop album buying experience is a mess, truly.
I was, like, it's truly a mess. Trying to get ready to drive to Cleveland for the Seosonyeon show as well. And I was, like, trying to open the album in my car, but, like, I'm really weird about, like, denting anything or, like, getting fingerprints on things. Like, I don't know. but I was like rummaging through the papers, like literally could not even find the CD because there was like so much other stuff in the box, and I have like yet to like flip through everything because I was traveling. But I did have like a solid, you know, 2.5 hours each way to like listen to Layover over and over and over again on my little CD player. So it was quite the good experience, I'll say, overall.
I also first heard it in a car ride. It's definitely one of those albums you need to listen to, like, on a drive.
We've talked about this with other BTS albums as well, like all the members, but I think it's true for Tae's album as well, and some of the others, but it loops really, really, really well. At the risk of, like, being canceled for just listening to my CD on loop, but, it just, like, flows really well start to finish, and when it restarts, it doesn't feel, like, jarring in any way. It's almost, like, hypnotic. Or maybe that was just me driving on the highway, but I was like, ah, yes, it begins again.
I didn't, loop it this time around, so we'll have to see. We'll have to see what that sounds like. But yes, it's a very chill album, very relaxing. I think that was the entire point. I was listening to his Spotify interview. Well, I was watching on YouTube one part of the Spotify interview that he did. Basically, he was alluding to that it was supposed to be this, like, really chill, really chill album that's, like, showing different sides of him. And I can definitely see that. And it's 100% his taste. Yeah, I'm really enjoying it.
I agree. I was thinking about it in my, like, edgy takes that aren't really that edgy, I guess, but I feel like with the rap line, I had some kind of expectation because we've had mixtapes in the past, even when those expectations were, like, straight up wrong, like, here's looking at Hobie and his little emo boy era after Hope World. But with the vocal line, I was, like, a little less sure what their solo sound would be. Like, of course, we had our ideas and our guesses, but I just, like, never really know what to expect, right? And I'm really just, like, blown away at, like, how much... I don't know how to say what I'm trying to say, but, like, how much of an aesthetic style that V has, like... Or it's, like, his... The things we know about him as ARMY, or, like, the things we've seen about his aesthetic taste were, like, perfectly translated to this, like, album. Like, it's totally his style, even though I didn't even know what I thought his style, like, fully was. But when it came out, I was like, yes, this is it. And I agree, it, like, feels very soothing. It's kind of like a hug, or it has this, like, wholesome feeling to it.
Yeah, I wasn't sure either, especially since we've, like, gotten snippet of tracks from him, and I don't feel like any of them were really, like, one genre, per se. They were, they're not all over the place, but, you know, they were just a variety of different songs.
Right.
And so I wasn't entirely sure what this one was gonna sound like. I think I said before, it's definitely giving more of that, like, slow R&B singularity vibes, but, far less sensual and more, I don't know, like a sense of, like, longing or like a layover, like waiting for something to come. But yeah, it's a really, really cool vibe. Yeah, I also like the aesthetics. The slow dancing music video came out as well. What did you think about that?
It was so cute. I had, like, a lot of thoughts. I mean, just, like, Tae and all his little bohemian friends having a good time at the beach or on a road trip. But it was just, like, I guess there was a lot of overlapping symbolism, I guess, from Rainy Days, in terms of the sets and stuff. It was just really, like, visually appealing and beautiful, like, the colors, the lighting, like seeing Tawn in the trees and the grasses on the hillsides. Like, there was just like a lot of really cute details. And there was one scene in particular that jumped out at me where he is like looking at himself in the mirror, I guess, and there's like light that like either glitters across his skin or like emanates from his skin and is like coming out. I don't know. It was really like visually beautiful CGI, and I was like thinking back to some old CGI, and I was like, we've come so far. Like, and I'll leave it there. But it was just very like visually beautiful. Like you said, like very longing or like waiting for something. Like the slow dancing music video felt like a nostalgic, like summer camp. I don't know if it was a camp, but it was just giving me summer camp vibes somehow.
Yeah. I definitely get those vibes. I also was getting a bit of kind of like Peter Pan, like Lost Boys kind of thing. A little bit of like Black Mirror with like I don't even know how to explain what that was. It seemed like when he was dancing, like I kind of got the feeling like whatever he was portraying or whatever was showing on the screen wasn't really happening. Like it was kind of like all like a dream. Yeah. And he was kind of like manifesting this from his own like visions or whatever. And there was like one scene where there's like this little animatronic thing in like a case or whatever.
Yes,
he was like dancing and like making it look like that. And it was translating to the people that were on the beach. So I kind of got the vibe that like none of this is like real. And he's like longing for a day like this. And so, yeah, I don't want to do the whole like theory thing. Like I can't, my brain's at like 17%, but anyway.
Yes, completely.
Yeah. I got those vibes from it.
Yeah. My brain is also at 17%, possibly less. So take everything I say with a grain of salt. It's funny you mentioned that because I didn't pick up, I mean, I noticed the animatronic thing that you described, but I was taking it that he was like building his perfect world. Like V is playing 3D Sims, right? The fact that like Tawn is in the bushes or like in the world and he's like doing something in his scientist lab, and then like the water in his like nostalgic camp world like ripples, or like, yeah, he does a dance and then like people in the world are doing the dance. Like I thought he was like testing and building and like creating his perfect world. Like V is the master sim and like everyone else is just his sims.
Yeah, either way, still very Black Mirror.
Yeah, no, you're right, you're completely right, I'm not disagreeing, because I also was like picking up on that vibe. So I guess not to, well, I guess I don't know if I'm getting ahead of myself. What is your favorite track off of the album so far? Or, like, what's resonating with you right now? Because I know we always talk about how things kind of shift the more we listen.
I really liked For Us. That was a really cool track. And, okay, it's technically not the way... It technically didn't end the album because there was a slow dancing, like, piano version. But I thought that track was, like, sonically very cool, and the way he, like, switched it up at the last chorus was also really interesting. Yeah, I think For Us, probably, I like the most, and, but I don't know, Rainy Days is still my song. Oh my god, I'm always singing Rainy Days. I'm, like, obsessed with that song, so it's a toss-up between those two.
I'm actually... for maybe the first time ever gonna agree with you completely and say the same too. It was kind of like raining and misting while on my drives, and so it just felt very like in the moment. Like I think I said the same thing about Jimin's track when I was like traveling, and it was like the sound building and accelerating. Like it just fit the vibe, it fit the moment. But For Us is so interesting. Like I had to pull up the track list because my CD player in my car is old, and all it says is like track one, track two, track three, track four, track five. So like as I'm listening, I'm like, wow, like this song is fire, like what is it? And I'm like, track five, it's track five. So yeah, I just love, like, it sounds like he took like old cassette tapes and just like smashed them all together, and it's like three or four songs in one. And like some of the, like, I don't think it's chord progression, maybe just like melodies really remind me of like, again, nostalgia, but like boy band songs from the 90s, like, there's some certain transition that happens, and I'm like, oh, it's the Backstreet Boys. Okay, got it. And it's just for, like, a split second, and then it, like, moves on. But, like, every time that part of the song hits, I'm like, let's go. Like, the Office memes where they're all, like, running around, like, it's happening, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. It's cool. It's a very artsy album. I like that it's him, right? It's not, mm-hmm. It doesn't feel foreign. It doesn't feel like he's, like, trying to do something that he's not comfortable with. We've seen, like, other solo debuts, and it's not to compare them to, like, other people who have, like, completely left their groups and, like, debuted as solo, but I don't know. Sometimes you see people try to do the solo thing, and they do something that's, like, completely, like, left field from whatever they're doing to try to, like, stand out and, like, separate themselves from the group. And it could be, like, very hit or miss, but yeah. I feel like B is, like, really in his element with this. Yeah, it just suits him well.
I agree. Irrespective of the name of the song, I was listening to Blue, which my car would tell you is track two. And when I was listening to track two, so yeah, like, definitely irrespective of the name. So I guess I realized while listening to it, but I didn't know the name for sure. But, like, I see hints of Blue and Gray in there, just, like, sonically, or, like, relations to other songs that we know Tay was working on. Because wasn't Blue and Gray, like, one of his, and then he, like,
yeah,
I don't want to say gave it to the group, but, like, the group ended up using that song. But there's just, like, you mentioned Singularity, and I just think, like, yeah, he's doing something new and different, and that's, like, very much him, but you can still see kind of, like, threads connecting to past work, or, like, work they've yeah. done as a group, I guess is my point.
Yeah, I agree.
It's funny, because, like, I went from one Daegu boy to another. Like, I had D-Day in my car CD player for so long, and I, like, popped it out and popped V's, like, directly in. So, kind of a vibe change, but they're all good vibes.
Yeah. One more. Well, not really. Two more, technically. Come on, JK.
When will Jungkook, yeah. When will this album occur, as we've discussed? Yeah. Well, and I guess technically, like, JK did just give us 7, right? Like, does yeah. the astronaut count as Jin's, or, like, should we expect a full-length album from Jin when he's back and we're unaccompanied with him? Like, I just don't know how they're doing it, I guess.
I know a lot of people are like, oh, Tae, you're the last to, like, debut, and, like, technically, yes, that is correct, but I'm personally not, like, fully counting this as, like, a full... It's your debut, but it's not a debut album. So, I'm, like, still waiting to see if JK and Jin will release a full album. They don't have to. Mm-hmm. But it would be cool to see a full body of work from the both of them.
Well, and I guess at least in the case of JK, he's unofficially confirmed it, right? So,
right.
We just don't know when. Jin is kind of the real question mark.
And Jin did kind of say, like, I'll probably be the last one to release something. I'm assuming that the astronaut was not supposed to happen the way that it did. So maybe he'll come back and work. We'll get that before the full group comes back from the service sometime in late 2024 early 2025,
and we find ourselves here yet again. The true topic of our hearts, when we're like, when will my 7 husbands return for more?
Yeah.
Did you, I don't know. Did you have a chance to, like, look at the album like physically the item itself, like and what was in there, because I was just like ruffling through the papers, as I mentioned, trying to find the CD.
No, my mom opened hers and I saw a few of the photo cards and they were cute, but I didn't look through the actual content. I didn't open it up yet.
Lifetime Girls with Fun unboxing, question mark. But on the other hand, I'm not trying to edit out, like, rustling paper sounds.
I want the version with Yuntum's face on it. But I don't feel like dealing with Weverse shipping.
Is that the Weverse albums version?
I think so.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Unless that's digital only. I don't know how that
I'm just laughing because there is a sticker of Yuntum like on the outside of the boxes, and when I was checking out at Target, the cashier, she was like, "What a cute dog." And I was just like, "Indeed." Anyway, that's why I laughed to myself like a creeper.
The fake Yuntum was in the music video again, and I was like, "Imposter."
There's an imposter among us. Yeah. I know, I was looking at that dog and I was like, now that I know, I can't not know. You know, like, if he hadn't told us, like, would I realize? I have to wonder, but now I'm just like, Yeah, exactly. Which interview was it? Oh, it was the Pixid with the cat lovers that we talked about last week, where he was talking about, like, Yuntum's surgeries and stuff and, like, getting emotional, mm-hmm. and that made me sad.
Yeah, the Spotify interview, there was some question. I think it was, like, what would you ask Yuntum if you could, like, talk to him? I think he said something about, like, he would ask him, like, hey, like, how are you, or, like, how are you feeling, or something like that. It was cute. The Spotify one was cute. There is another one that I didn't finish, but I did watch one part of it, and he was, like, unboxing a bunch of, like, layover... I mean, it wasn't the albums, but the outer box of layover, and they had questions in there, and he had to answer however many. And he had to... There was, like... freaking, I don't know, 50 boxes, and they were like, the quicker you open all of these, the sooner you can go home. So he was like trying to blow through all these boxes. Oh my god, it was so funny. How quickly he was trying to run through them, and like, they were giving him prizes, and he was kind of like over it. They were like, please read the card. And he was like, why do you guys write such silly stuff on here? He did not want to read certain stuff out loud. He has been begging us on VLive as well as in this interview to, like, do some kind of, like, army vlogs, like, show your face, like, do a day in the life of army. He was kind of like, I'm sick of just seeing your hands only. Like, I'll show you me if you show you yourself. I'm like, all right. Not making any promises, but...
Yeah. Easy to do when you're Kim Taehyung. Less easy to do when, like, I accidentally turn on my camera and, like, it's facing the wrong way and I jump scare myself.
Everybody's not meant to be an influencer. But yeah, it was a cute interview.
I have very shaky hands, so it's not even really, like, that pleasant to watch. So.
Yeah. He did a few other promotional things that I could not watch because none of it was subbed. I think he was on Running Man, or is going to be. And he was also on U-Quiz on the Block.
Oh, wow.
Which was not subbed yet. He had the two Spotify videos. He is on M-Pop, which, like, they posted that it was supposed to be... N-Pop was supposed to happen on Saturday, and they have not uploaded the clip yet, and I'm like, Dale, like, where is it? Anyway, and then, What else? He was on Inkigayo, I think. I didn't see that online either. I'm like, come on. I have a podcast to do. Where's the content? Right.
It's taking me back to 2015 when I go on, like, Daily Motion for a video in, like, 7 parts. Like,
yeah.
Come on. Yeah. Mm. Well, I think, too, I mean, we had this debate, I don't know, it was before our last episode where we talked about Dingo's story, but those subs were also delayed. Like, you said you found them, but, like, when I went and looked, I didn't see them. Maybe I was just derping out, like, that's very possible. But I swear I saw other people talking about how it wasn't, like, immediately subbed, so I don't know. Not to complain. We got a lot more things translated than we used to. But also kind of that expectation exists now more than it did before. So
yeah,
I'm like ready and waiting.
There's been like scandal on top of scandal related to like smoking in Korea. I don't know what it is. It's like everybody is getting the heat for smoking a cig, and I'm like, there's so many other things going on in the world.
Yeah, I find that really weird, because like, as much as the next person, I don't like it, I don't smoke, like, personally have asthma, whatever, like, I don't like it, but I see a picture of someone smoking and I'm like, oh, that's weird, or that sucks, and then I move on with my day. Like, I'm not bent out of shape about it or like harping on it. Like, no person is ever gonna do everything you like. I think it comes back to that like control aspect that we've talked about before, but it's so weird.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, we're in BTS business for this podcast only, but I'm not trying to be in their personal business, so like, I don't care if the members are smoking or not. That's on them. Like, like, they're grown. They can make right. Their own choices. It was just weird. It was like, I don't know. I saw like 3 different smoking scandals from 3 separate idols, including JK. And it was just like, all right, we can't talk about anything else. Yeah, it's weird. I'm also like, none of you listen to Haegum, obviously. Song meant nothing to you.
I don't know where that comes from. Honestly, when I saw the JK photo, I saw it, like, I don't know, in an all K-pop article or something. And the thing that threw me for a loop more than the cigarette, this is me being real on the track, so maybe we'll delete it later, but it was like JK spotted outside of like elite celebrity sushi joint where like the Biebers have been spotted and the Kardashians and all these celebs. And I'm like, F the cig. Like, what makes me feel like weird is that like I forget they're big time celebs. Like, they are, and we know that, right? But like, I forget, like, how vast the gap is between me and them sometimes, you know what I mean? Because it feels like they're always there. Like, we talked about that with social media, or, like, they're, like, the guys next door, they're, like, your friends or whatever. And I'm, like, he's straight up eating in a place where the Kardashians eat. Like, we are not the same.
Yeah. I wonder if he knew how popular the sushi place was. Considering that, like, I don't know, was it just Paps just out on the street?
I mean, probably photos? If it's like a known celebrity hangout.
Yeah, and he wasn't like behind the building. I'm assuming that was like the front of the building. It looked like a main street that he was on. And so I'm like, did he think that like no one was gonna care, or like no one was gonna see him, or like know who he was? I don't know. But yeah, I don't know. It's just, it has to be annoying having your, like, privacy constantly invaded. Or maybe it's not private because you're in a public space, but just, like, feeling like you can't do anything without it having to be some kind of scandal, which again leads me to being like, they are better than me, because I just wouldn't show my face. Like, I don't know, what was it? It was like 3 years we didn't see JK online. Like, he's finally like talking to us again, and I'm like, please don't ruin this.
Like, someone's like, JK Smokey, it's like, shut up, do not speak. Like, like, suddenly I have to cough really loud, you know, like. Yeah, no, I kind of wondered, like, to your point, it's not like he was behind the building, he was just like out on a street at like a place that's a known celebrity hangout, let's say. Like, maybe he just like did not GAF, let's say, you know, right. Like, and he's like, yeah, take this picture of me smoking, see if I care. And also, he's like, definitely... we've seen his vape before. We've seen Tay's vape. Have we also, question yeah. mark, seen Jimin with a vape? I feel like we have, but I forget. Was it him and Tay, or just Tay in that photo that they took down later? Anyway.
I definitely remember Tay, but anyway, yeah.
I mean, like, I think I was also surprised that it was a scandal because of that. I was like, we already knew that he smokes. Is it different because it's a cigarette and not, like, vape juice? Because I guarantee you there's bad chemicals in both. Like, and he probably knows and just doesn't care. I'm drinking Diet Coke right now, and there's bad chemicals in Diet Coke. Like, not sponsored.
Like, you have to see the cig and or vape in hand before it becomes, like, a big deal? I don't know.
I don't get it. I really don't get it. I kind of, like... And again, maybe we can cut this if this is too edgy. Like, we were talking about the scandal with Namjoon last week, and whatever. Like, I can understand scandals in general, not talking about that specifically, but just thinking in that vein, like, about feeling like your culture is disrespected in some way, or your religion is disrespected in some way, far more than I can understand scandals about, like, smoking a cigarette. That's, like, a bodily autonomy choice versus, like, a worldview or, like, disrespect kind of choice. You know what I mean? Like, that solely impacts him. And maybe the guy that's standing with him on the street. But, like...
I think it's a cultural thing in this situation, too. Like, it seems like it's a kind of a big deal in Korea to, like, smoke. Because it was a lot of, like... I don't know. There was talk about whether JK was smoking in a place where he could be smoking.
Well, I did, like, see some idol got fined for smoking indoors. I don't even know if that was
one of the other scandals. Yeah. I think he was smoking in a place where he could be. And I think it's not a coincidence that when we do see BTS members smoking, they've been in the U.S. doing it. So they're probably, like, freedom.
Maybe.
Evil screech.
I feel like smoking's not as, like, ubiquitous here as it is other places. Like, maybe people care, but I feel like less people smoke in the U.S. I don't know about Korea specifically, but compared to some other places I've been.
I would say that, yeah. I think the big thing now is the vapes, right? As, like, I feel like I see that a lot more. Then I see the cigs, the kids have moved on from that and they're now doing the vapes. I feel like adults are doing the same thing, or it's like they're obsessed with hookah culture or whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah, I don't want to go into the politics of, like, or the health benefits of not smoking. We're not here for that. Point is, leave Jungkook alone.
Yeah, this so also annoying. Isn't an endorsement of smoking or not smoking. This is just us talking about leaving people alone.
Yeah.
I really do think that people need to just, like, stay in their lane. Like, we all have our vices, whatever they may be, like.
Yeah. More importantly, JK is going to be at the VMAs, if I'm correct. That's happening Tuesday.
Tuesday?
I think it's Tuesday.
Today is Sunday. Did he pre-record? Because he just got back to Incheon, and I've been sweating because I know what, like, a one-member quick trip back over means.
Let me confirm.
I think you're right, because I saw that too, but, like, he must be, like, going, being there for some kind of group thing, E-word, cough, cough, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, and flying right back.
I know, I've been hearing that too, and I'm like, please spare me.
Because when I saw the smoking thing, like, he's in Cali, and then I was like, surprise, don't go get the airport, and I'm like, oh, he probably, like, went to New York. No, he's back in Korea, and I was like, why is he back in Korea if he has all these appearances? So,
let me see. He is a nominee. He's been nominated for Song of the Summer with Seven. The VMAs is live Tuesday, the 12th. Why did I think he was performing? Is he not? Maybe I made that up.
Well, he is performing at the Global Citizen concert in New York on September 23rd. That was announced out of the blue. I didn't even try for tickets because we are going to be at the Jonas Brothers, if you even want to say that on the track. But we're going to be otherwise occupied.
Yeah. No, I'm saying it. I've been looking forward to that all my life. literally, I've been waiting to go back to another Joe Bro concert for the last 10 years. I'm so excited. Before BTS, there was, well, technically it was Mindless Behavior. And then before them, it was fun. And technically it was One Direction. And there was the Jonas Brothers, okay? My first true boy band love. So yeah, I have been looking forward to this for a long time. I like did the maths, quick maths, and I was like, oh my god, I've been a Jonas Brothers fan for like 15 years. That's a long time. I haven't been on this earth that long.
More than half your life. I've been a
Jonas Brothers fan for most of it. So this is not a JB podcast, but I'm looking forward to that.
I'm also really looking forward to it. I was like, for some reason, after the Good Morning America thing, I just assumed that Global Citizen, like, I've seen it on TV. I just thought it was, like, a concert that was on TV or, like, also through, like, a lottery system. I didn't realize you could buy tickets, but you can buy tickets. But apparently, it seems like they're doing it in rounds. I wasn't following it that closely, but, like, of all the rounds that were available at the time of JK's announcement, like, everything immediately sold out, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who knows? Take the Acela Express and skirt up if it was the next day, but alas, no, it's literally the same day as the Jonas Brothers concert. And I am not Hermione Granger and do not have a time turner or whatever that necklace thing was that she had.
Yeah, I was kind of shocked to see this announcement. I thought this was an online concert too, and I guess maybe first time it became apparent to me was when BTS were on it, like, what, during the pandemic? So I just assumed it was online, but why would it be? We're outside again, so. yeah, he will be there in person in 2 weeks, so that guy is taking flights.
Yeah.
Racking up miles. So I'm like, okay,
I would need a cigarette too with all that air travel back to back to back. Anyway.
Yeah, so. Hold on. Pause what I was gonna say. Sometimes, like, okay. Y'all stress me out looking at the timeline on Twitter. I can only imagine how much, like, he's under stress looking at the comments. Not just Twitter, the freaking comments on those V-Lives and stuff. Y'all stress me out. I'm not him, though, and I'm pretty sure he's stressed him out 10 times more amongst all the other things that he could be stressed out about. Maybe I, too, would want to hit a cig after a long, hard day. So, yeah, not trying to encourage any addictions, but
yeah,
I get the point. I get the point, and we know weed is very much illegal in Korea, so next best thing is a cigarette. Take the edge off. Yeah, if he's not performing, what was he doing here in the U.S.? Is he filming more album content or recording? I don't know.
I was wondering that, too. Because I thought he was just going to camp out here till the concerts, or...
Song of the Summer is down to Do It Like That by T by T and the Jonas Brothers versus Seven.
Dang. Hype supremacy.
Exactly. Yeah, I don't know why I thought he was performing. I just made that up. But anyway, we'll see. Maybe it'll be some surprise performance.
I mean, probably if he's nominated and or has the chance to win, I assume he would want to attend if he's able. Not that he's, like, obligated to do so.
Speaking of Jungkook, I'm going to share a personal story, which is going to lead up to a question. So, anyway, I had a dream that I was, like, teaching specifically JK, Jin, and Suga, like, a song, and we were, like, practicing. Don't ask me why. I don't know what else. I don't know. I was teaching them a song, and then we were, like, got on a lunch break, and we were eating McDonald's. This is so wild. We were eating McDonald's, and we had just, like, mad chicken nuggets, and, like... anyway, in the dream, we're, like, all sitting at the table together eating these chicken nuggets, and, JK is, like, getting ready to feed me a chicken nugget, and ooh. I was, like, for real, you want to feed me a chicken nugget? And he was, like, yeah, and he's, like, about to, he's, like, putting the chicken nugget towards my mouth, and as soon as I take a bite from his hand, I wake up, and I'm so pissed. I was so pissed off.
I feel
like... Oh, God.
Oh, wait. Yeah. Keep going.
Anyway, it was just annoying because I also couldn't go back asleep to go back to that dream because I had 30 minutes left before my alarm was going to go off. It was just one of those things, like, it was annoying. Anyway, I have really wild dreams about BTS. And so my question is, to you and to other listeners out there, have you had dreams about BTS before?
Here's what our Spotify question of the week. Yeah, when we update the episode question. Yeah, I mean, you say you only had 30 minutes left, but, like, you could have had 30 more minutes of Jungkook feeding you chicken nuggets, so, like...
Oh, exactly! Come on!
Yeah, that sucks. I was gonna say, I feel like... yes, I have had dreams about them. They're usually, like, really random, like... One I remember was also with JK, and, like, I kept trying to, like, talk to him, or, like, I don't know where we were going, like, maybe to the beach or something, but, like, we were just, like, I don't know, moving from place to place, but it turned into, like, a being chased by, like, rabid people who would not leave us alone, so, like, it was more of, like, an introvert nightmare type of situation. We had probably been talking about people not showing up at the airport or whatever prior to the stream, right? If I've ever had, like, dreams where it seems like it's, like, going somewhere, or we might be in a relationship, before we ever get to the juicy part, I always wake up. So my brain's like, you can't even compute or, like, comprehend, like, what this would be, like, every single time without fail. So I'm like, just enjoy the warm, fuzzy feelings of this dream because you're about to wake up in 15 more minutes. So I feel your pain on that front. Usually though, like, I am too sleep deprived or whatever, I usually don't remember my dreams, so I only have, like, a few instances. Yeah.
I feel like I dream about them more often than I realize.
Well, between recording, editing, researching for this podcast, probably dreaming about them every night, but... It's like, congrats, you were up until midnight yet again. All that takes you is sweet oblivion. You will not remember this. Do you generally, like, remember your dreams? Do you usually?
Not always. When it's like a really crazy dream, I do remember it. I've had a few BTS dreams that I can't remember, but I have like quite a few that I do remember.
Was the chicken nugget one the craziest one? Or the craziest one you're willing to share on the pod? Well, it's
like define crazy, because one time I had a dream I was in church with Hobie, and we like announced to the church that we were having a baby.
Okay, and like, what was the church reaction? What was his reaction?
Everybody was like, yay! Like, it was a good thing. We were all happy. And I had a dream, like, Namjoon was my cousin. Like, we went to high school together.
You went where together? High school?
Went to high school together. It was very specifically that, like, persona era Namjoon that we were talking about the other night, where he's, like, super blonde and, like, I don't ask why. He's, like, really, like, nicely tanned. Anyway, yeah, he's my cousin. It was weird. I remember some other dream I had with Suga was my boyfriend. And it was definitely one of those dreams, like, we were about to kiss, and then I woke up right when we were about to kiss.
See?
Like,
the brain knows. It's like, no, you're not ready for this. Like,
even my own brain won't let me be happy. Yeah.
Right. Well, honestly, our brains are probably most of the problem in general.
Let me be delusional in my dreams if I can't be in real life.
Right. Every time I wake up from one of those dreams, I'm like, is the multiverse real? Like, let me believe that this was, like, a window into some alternate universe that I saw for, like, half a second.
Yeah.
I remember there was one dream I had where I was, I don't know if we were dating, but, like, Jimin was being, like, super, super flirty, right? Like, hardcore riz, as the kids would say, and I, like, did not know what to do with myself. Like, even in the dream, I was like, are you being serious right now? Like, I don't know how to take this. Like, what? But I don't remember, like, the outcome or anything like that. I just remember feeling, like, very overwhelmed. I'd be curious to hear, like, our listeners' BTS dreams. But, like, also, please don't traumatize me. Like, redact key details.
Exactly.
Like, share your PG-13 dreams and no more. Thank you.
Exactly. Please be along the lines of eating chicken nuggets and holding hands, not anything more than
that. Yeah, I don't need to know. Yeah, I don't need to know the more specific details, let's say.
Yeah.
I wonder if, like, they ever dream of, like, ARMY, like, how the tables have turned. Because we, like, can't meet, and, like, ARMY is a collective and not, like, a person. Do they have a dream where they, like, meet ARMY or, like, spend the day with an ARMY? Or, like, ARMYs are flirting with them and they don't know what to do? Like, I wonder. ARMY feeding them chicken nuggets? Although the chicken nugget thing is interesting, like, because all that popped into my head was, like, the Perilla Leaf thing about how, like, he's the only one that, like, wants to feed his girlfriend, so I feel like the symbolism is strong in that dream, somehow.
And that's what I was thinking, too.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, you're my boo. I'm gonna eat these chicken nuggets, too.
If he's your boo, I hope he would, like, take you somewhere better than McDonald's. Exactly. Like, please.
Especially because he was doing it in front of the other members, like, okay.
Yeah, actually, you said you were, what, teaching a song to Suga and Jin as well?
Yes.
How are they reacting? Which, like, who in am your I? Dream as, like,
what are my credentials?
As Jungkook's feeding you, like, what are they doing in the background?
I don't know.
They were just irrelevant details.
It's wild.
That is so funny.
It was so many chicken nuggets, too. I remember we were like, oh my god, it's so many chicken nuggets. It was like 400 of them. I was like, who's going to eat all this?
It's only 100 per person. You guys got it. Let's go.
Exactly. I was like, dang, I know you guys like to eat, but 400 is kind of crazy.
Yeah, like, there's no more chickens in all of Korea or wherever we are right now.
Such a stupid dream.
Those yeah, are the ones that are confusing because they're like oddly specific and detailed and they feel really real, right? And then you wake up and you're like, what? I just accepted all this stuff as fact. Like, again, what were your credentials? Like, why so many nuggets? Like, but I'm sure in the dream you were just like, yeah, this is great. This is fantastic.
I was like vocal coaching them. I was like, no, you gotta sing the song. Am I? Oh God.
Well, I guess we should say, because we never do, we always forget, happy birthday to Namjoon, because this will be posted literally on his birthday. So for once, yeah, we'll be on time.
Happy birthday.
It will also be my birthday, because I was born one day before RM and like 3 years, but let's ignore that for the moment. So yeah, happy birthday to me in June. Speaking of dream pairings. anyway, I will be extremely delusional on my birthday. So no one talk to me. Let me live in my little fantasy land.
How do you feel about another year around the sun?
I feel good. I feel like the last year was really good when I was like reflecting back on all the like fun things we've done, and I feel like the year ahead will be really good. So feeling pretty positive. It's kind of like ending just like this weekend in particular was like very chaotic in general, but like ending on a weird note, but I think it's going to be good.
That's good.
Yeah. Yeah. So happy birthday, June. I hope that everyone leaves you alone and you buy lots of good art and read lots of great books and hit all your personal records on your workouts and, I don't know, explore some niche new hobby that none of us else know what you're talking about. So
yeah, he seems really tired these days, so I hope he will get some rest. I don't know what it is, if it's the album, whatever else he's doing. He just seemed tired in that last live for more reasons than one.
Should I make? Oh yeah, you're right. Should I make an out of left field prediction and say birthday album question mark?
That is really soon.
I doubt it.
I would hope not, only because, like, layover is still hot.
Yeah.
Like, it hasn't even remotely cooled down yet.
That would be a cool way. It came out on Friday, which was the 8th. That would be a whole 4 days. That would be a new record, even for them.
Yeah. I'm hoping we don't get military news in the next few days. Like, let's chill.
Yeah, I have some feelings about that, but I don't want to manifest anything, so I'll just say yes, I agree.
Yeah.
Any other BTS-related thoughts? Dreams, hopes, aspirations? Chicken nuggets?
No, but I'm very serious. Please do send us your dreams. I'm very curious.
It will be so fun.
I think maybe, I don't think we fully decided yet, but the next episode will be our anniversary episode. I think we were considering doing like unpopular opinions. So if you have any unpopular BTS or K-pop opinions, or opinions in general, we don't care. Send them our way. I think I'll post like a little survey and you can fill that out.
Yeah, please only send us like non-personal attack related unpopular opinions. If you send mean letters saying I breathe too loud, my feelings will be deeply hurt. And also I already know, so.
Yeah, don't be mean.
I forgot we were doing that. That's going to be a wild ride. I was just like, yeah, so the book. And you're like, hold on. Hold on. Come back.
All right. That'll do it for today's episode of Girls with Fun. We'll see you next time.
Bye.